I have with me Dr. Boris Watkins of Syracuse University, a frequent guest. Now, he's the people scholar, author of the upcoming book, What If George Bush Were a Black Man? Good morning, Dr. Watkins.
Good morning, brother. How are you today?
You heard this conversation. Give me your take on it.
Well, I think that what's really sad is that David Stern is trying to undermine the credibility of this study that Justin Wolfers did. And the thing is, I've talked to Justin a few times, and Justin is such a nice guy that I don't think he knew really how to respond to Stern's accusations. And so I personally read the paper carefully, and I'm a statistician, and my master's degree was in statistics. And basically, Justin went through tremendous pain to make sure that he was very careful in this study. And additionally, he presented this paper in front of the leading scholars in the world. Larry Katz, for example, one of the experts chosen by the New York Times to look at this paper, is the senior editor of one of the leading journals in the field. He's the kind of person you would choose to take over Alan Greenspan's job. Okay, so the fact is that this Wolfer study is not something that he should ignore. It's not something that his MBA so-called experts, which have these, by the way, these experts have about as much credibility as the doctors that used to come on television in the 1950s and tell you smoking is healthy because they were on the payroll of the tobacco company. So what do you think that Stern's payroll experts are going to say? So the fact is that the study was very valid, and it's really something that he should not ignore.